بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد The last chapter of the kitab Prescriptions to leave this world with iman Since iman is the most valuable thing and our passport to everlasting success A person should continuously make effort on iman If a person becomes lax by leaving out the compulsory commandments of Allah Ta'ala and indulging in sin the luster of a person's iman will diminish So here are a few prescriptions to pass with iman Number one Recite these du'as daily. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةٍ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ That, O Allah, do not deflect our hearts after you have guided us and grant us from your special side mercy. And mercy means steadfast on the straight path. O Allah, you are the greatest giver of gifts, so keep us steadfast in this gift of iman. This one du'a. O يَا حَيُّ يَا قَيُّمْ بِرَحْمَتِكَ أَسْتَغِيثُ O the being who is loving forever and through whose blessings every atom in the universe is dependent. I seek help through your mercy. So this dua or any other dua for protection of iman. So daily we should make dua for iman. That's number two, the second dua. Number three, utilizing the miswak. Ulama have mentioned that among the many benefits of using the miswak is that a person will be blessed with reciting the kalima of shahada at the time of death. And they say the opposite is using opium, drugs. Person is deprived of reading kalima at the time of death. Number four, daily make shukr for the iman one possesses. Allah says, لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ You will make shukr, I will definitely increase you. By making shukr on iman, not only will it remain, but it will be a means of progress for the person's iman. Number five, by protecting one's gaze from evil glances, we have been promised the sweetness of iman. When the sweetness of iman enters the heart one time, it will not be taken away. By this action, there are glad tidings of a noble death. Number six, reply to the adhan. And then after Adhan, we read Durood Sharif and then we read the dua of Wasila. Allahumma rabba hadhi da'awati ta'amati wa salati al-qa'ima. The whole dua we recite it. So whoever recites this dua, Nabi alayhi salam is mentioned, my intercession will become binding for him. So Mullah al-Qari rahmatullahi alayhi says, in this day is an indication of glad tidings for a noble death, which means he will leave this world with iman. Because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will not intercede for a disbeliever. So when you answer the Adhan, respect the Adhan, this is it. We are inshallah leaving this world with iman. Number seven, Staying in the company of the pious and loving them for Allah's pleasure. In the Hadith of Qudsi, Allah Ta'ala says, These are such accepted servants that those who sit by them cannot be deprived. So a person will be la yashqa. Shaqawat means he won't lose his iman, inshallah. Giving of charity, number eight. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Charity extinguishes the anger of Allah Ta'ala and removes an evil death. And number nine, to learn the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to practice on those actions which will lead to his love, And to have love for the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, which is a means of acquiring the first two qualities. Because it comes in the Quran Sharif that, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu may yartadda minkum, those who become murtad and leave the fold of Islam, Allah will bring another nation who will love Allah and Allah will love them. So the opposite of irtidad is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those who've got the love of Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, that person will be safe from irtidad. Allah Ta'ala protect and save us. So if a person makes an effort to bring the love of Allah Ta'ala into his life, Al-Mulana Ashrafuddin Thani rahmatullahi mentioned, that shaitan had three ayns, but the fourth ayn he didn't have. Shaitan was an alim also, he had a lot of knowledge of all the shariahs he had. And he was an arif, he's a person who recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. When Allah became extremely angry, at that time also he made dua to Allah, he knew Allah's anger won't overcome his mercy. At that time he made dua, Allah give me chance and respite. And he was a abid, very great worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in the whole world, they say every place he made sajda also. But they say one quality he never have ishq, the love of Allah Ta'ala. Ashik, he wasn't the ayn. He never have the ayn of ishq. Ayn. So ashik, as soon as the command of Allah Ta'ala came, he would have immediately accepted it and fallen down, accepted the command of Allah Ta'ala. So ishq, when a person has got the love of Allah Ta'ala, then a person is protected from an evil death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us tawfiq. So this, I would like to mention a few points, three points. One, the first point is one of the ulama asked me yesterday, we did mention about hurmat al-mustahara. You see, let's explain it a bit more in detail because it's a very common masala and unfortunately many people get involved in today's time we are living, amount of fitna. So, for example, in our Shariat, you know, like, it's haram to have relations with any other woman, strange woman. But when it comes in our own family, there are certain masail which are extremely severe. For example, a person has to touch his four women actually who are affected in this year. You touch your daughter or your daughter-in-law, your mother or your mother-in-law with lust. So this has the disastrous consequences. You touch your daughter with lust, your nikah with your wife is broken forever. You can never get back to her again. You touch your daughter-in-law with lust, her nikah with your son is broken. You touch your mother with lust, your father and mother's nikah is broken forever. Or you touch your mother-in-law with lust, then yours and your wife's nikah is broken. So if a person touches them, like example, you shake their hands with lust and your feelings increase. Example, you get an erection. Or if a person is an old man, he doesn't get an erection, but he's just, the thought comes in and he gets more, very excited, etc. So this will have such disastrous consequences. So Allah Ta'ala protect and save us. So therefore we should be very particular and cautious about these, about this. Hazrat mentioned in Ramadan, he had one bayan about this, he spoke about it also, and he said that, especially on Eid day nowadays, it has become very common. Before people had a lot of haya and shame, there was a lot of barriers. But today, unfortunately, all of these barriers are broken. So a person is hugging his daughter-in-law also, and even sometimes at the time of nikah, her son has got married, and now the old man goes there and he's hugging this girl. Obviously now she's an 18, 20 year old girl, and now maybe he's in his 40s, in his 50s or whatever. His wife is also gone old, and this woman is a young, pretty woman. He never saw her before also. Now she came in the family. Some laws of hijab are but lessened, but not all the laws. So a person has to make a lot of ihtiyat and precaution. In our homes also, the women folk, the way they dress, many women, they dress such tight for the clothing, even though you're in a house with your own children also. There has to be a level of haya and modesty and shame. Because many people say that I get turned on with my own sister. My own mother, when I look at my mother and I get ideas and wrong thoughts about her. And today, unfortunately, on the cell phone and that, they have all this pornography. So they actually have pornography. They have different levels. They have pornography with your mother, with us. So many people, they are unfortunately turned on. They say that when they see these things, they get desires for these things. So in today's time, you have to make extra and more precaution regarding these matters. So Allah Ta'ala gave us tawfiq, inshallah. This masala of hurmat and musahara. Many people are not aware of it also. And then the nikah breaks off. And as Hazrat mentioned also in Ramadan, 3 talaqs you give your wife. There is a possibility of eventually getting back to her if she gets married and her husband passes away or divorces her. Then you can actually get married to her again. But in this case here, the nikah is terminated completely. And there is no possibility of getting back together. So we have to be very particular regarding these matters. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. The second point which I wanted to mention was yesterday we read the 3 quls in Taraweeh Salat also was the night before also. We ended off the Quran Sharif. If we study the Quran and the Hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we find that there are many virtues mentioned for many surahs, but 3 of them, there's a great, great amount of virtues. Surah Fatiha, the amount of virtues I think is the most, you won't find any equal to Surah Fatiha, and that's why in every namaz we are reading Surah Fatiha. And then Ayatul Kursi, there's a lot of virtues mentioned for Ayatul Kursi. And we are encouraged after every Farz namaz also at night, before sleeping, Ayatul Kursi. A person reads Ayatul Kursi before, after every Farz namaz, after the sunnahs also. Now we could, no sunnahs, so we read it now. It's a sunnah, after the sunnahs we read it. Then, between him and Jannat, the only one thing is waiting is death. As soon as a person passes away, inshallah, he will get Jannat. So Ayatul Kursi. And the third thing which we get a lot of virtues in the Hadith of Nabi alayhi salam is Mu'awwidhatayn. The last 2 surahs of the Quran, or last 3 surahs of the Quran, Qul huwallahu ahad, Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. So these are 3 surahs which in the Quran Sharif you find the beginning of the Quran, then Ayatul Kursi is like in Surah Baqarah, and then the end of the Quran Sharif. A lot of virtues are mentioned regarding them. So after Farz Namaz, actually we are encouraged, all these 3 surahs we are encouraged to read. So the one is, as I mentioned, the 3 quls after every Farz Namaz, you should read them one time. After Fajr and after Maghrib, you can read them thrice, but after every Farz Namaz, one time we read them. Surah Fatiha, there's one narration which comes, that if a person reads Surah Fatiha after every Farz Namaz, it's particular, after every Farz Namaz, Surah Fatiha, Ayatul Kursi, then, Shaheed Allahu annahu la ilaha illa huwa al malaikatu wa ulmi qa'iman bil qisla ilaha illa huwa al azizul hakim. And there's another verse in, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرُ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. So you'll read these 4 zikrs, these 4 places. It's not very difficult to learn also. You try to memorize them. 5 great benefits a person will get. It comes in a hadith Qudsi. And some ulama have said this hadith is a fabrication, it's a maudu narration. But great ulama like Hafiz ibn Hajar rahmatullah alayhi and Allama Iraqi, they've said that no, the hadith is a bit weak, but it can be practiced upon, and the virtues are correct or whatever. A person should practice upon this hadith. So the 5 virtues a person will get. Number 1, Allah will make him live in Jannat. Askanahu Jannah, Allah will enter him into Jannah. And number 2, not only in Jannah, Haziratul Quds, a very protected enclosure, a special place he will be given in Jannah. Like when a person stays, one is in a hotel, you stay, one you stay in a penthouse. So a special place will be given to that person. The number 3, Allah Ta'ala will look at that person 70 times with mercy. It can either mean in this world or it can mean in the year after. But 70 times of mercy, Allah will look at that person. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill 70 needs of his. 70 needs of his, Allah will fulfill in this world. Whatever needs a person has got. And number 5, whatever enemies a person has got, people who are against him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make this person dominant over them. They won't be able to, Allah will make him khalib. He's dominant over all of his enemies. Allah will make him successful. So 5 great virtues for reading these verses. So Surah Fatiha we all know, Ayatul Kursi we all know. It's just to learn these 2 other verses. Shahid Allah, it's all in Surah Ali Imran, in the beginning of Surah Ali Imran, on the second page of Surah Ali Imran, and I think it's about the 4th or something page. Can ask the ulama, inshallah, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ. So these four verses, inshallah, or these 4 sections of the Quran, we read them, and they are 3 great virtues, inshallah. So after Fardh Namaz, we read them, and our 3 quls, one time. قُلُ اللَّهُ حَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. They are great virtues for reading these quls. So in Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, he has mentioned an amazing thing. He says that, you see, if a person has got a tree, now he wants to look after the tree, he wants the tree to bear fruits. So there are 5 efforts a person has to make to look after the tree. So the first thing he says, when a person, you know, you got the tree, it's growing, and you want the fruits to come out. So the first thing is that you have to be careful, you have to need protection for it. It mustn't happen when animal will come, a herbivorous animal, and come and eat the plants. So you have to look after, no animals must come there. Which normally will come, as nature, it will come and eat that fruits. Then the second thing you have to be careful about is that you must make sure that the water, that the tree gets its water, it gets air, it gets food. If the thing is deprived of sunlight or some of the basic necessities of it, then the thing will die. So it has to have that there. The third thing he says that you have to be careful, it mustn't have any like a frost. If something from external comes and it affects it and destroys it. So it has to be protected from frost, etc. And number 4, he says, sometimes you've got an enemy who doesn't like you, so at night he comes with a chopper and he might chop your tree down. So the tree will be destroyed. So you have to protect it from jealous people. So these are the 4 external efforts a person has to make to look after his tree. And then he says that there's 1 internal effort, because sometimes the outside of the tree looks very nice, but you get these termites, and the termites, they start eating from the inside of the tree, and they destroy the whole inside of the tree, and there's nothing left of the tree. So now a person comes and he gives 1 shot to the tree, and the whole tree falls down. But outwardly it looks so nice and beautiful, but inside was completely destroyed. So you see, similarly for us, we got our body, is our body, is our tree. And we need faith to give fruits, to give benefit to mankind, and to, because in the Quran, Allah gives the example of a person of Iman is like a tree. So he says now we have to protect ourselves, our physical body from 4 things, and our internal from 1 thing. So the physical, we have to protect ourselves. So he says these 2 surahs will protect a person from these 4 things. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq is saving a person from all harmful external things. So Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq min sharri ma khalaq is from everything by its very nature which will cause harm, like that animal causes harm to the plant. So whatever way by its very nature will cause harm to a human being, for example, a scorpion, a snake, by reading these surahs, a person will be protected from these. Min sharri ma khalaq. Min sharri ghasiqin idha waqab. A person must not be deprived of any of the basic things of life. Example, food, water. So we're asking Allah protection. Allah make sure that you mustn't be stopped from us. We must get these bounties. And we never understood this, but even air. Before we never understood that, yeah, can a person without air like. But when COVID took place and everyone understood the importance of air, so that's even more important than water and food. But the air a person needs to breathe. So min sharri ghasiqin idha waqab means Allah Ta'ala protect me from being deprived of all of these basic things which I need. Wa min sharri naffasati fil uqad, he says it means, or Allah Ta'ala protect me from all external things which can cause harm to a person. Example, an accident. A person is driving, suddenly meets an accident. Or he has some, it wasn't his fault also. But some externally, somebody came, some crooks came in the shop and somebody shot him. Or they were shooting somebody else and a stray bullet came and hit him. So we're asking Allah protection from that. And sharri hasidin idha hasad, people, external people who want to cause harm to a person, jealous people. So we're asking Allah protection from jealous people. So all those 4 things which can physically cause harm to a person, he's protected by this surah. And then the 1 internal enemy we got is shaitan. And shaitan comes now and he attacks the inside of a person. Waswas, he puts doubt in a person. He's like the termite. So outwardly the body might be 100% functioning. The person is eating nice. He looks big in size. He looks well. But inside he's got no iman. The effort of iman, that waswas, putting doubts. You get minal jinnati wa nas. Jinnat also put doubts. We can't say shaitan. But human beings. Example, a person is going to school. He's got a teacher. The teacher is teaching Darwin's theory of evolution. He's teaching the Big Bang theory. So he's a shaitan also, but in a form of a human being. And he's putting doubts in the heart of a person. Or the media. A person is listening to whatever on the media. He's affected and influenced by it. So because this was so harmful, this whole surah was revealed regarding that. Allah must protect a person from the sharr al-waswas, the waswas, these doubts and these thoughts which come in a person and affect a person's iman. So when a person reads these two surahs, and we read Qul Huwallahu Ahad to strengthen our iman, these three surahs, we are encouraged morning and evening to read these surahs, the protection of a person's iman. Mufti Wali Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say at the end of time, these surahs were revealed at the end of the Quran, because at the end of time, man will be most in need of them. So we need to read them in abundance. Nabi alayhi salam gave so much of emphasis. The first thing when Nabi alayhi salam woke up in the morning, he read the dua, he encouraged us to read Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq and Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas. So it's sunnah to read these two surahs when you wake up in the morning. When you're going tonight, at night to sleep also, three times, read Qul Huwallahu Ahad, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas, blow on our hands, rub the whole body. Second time you do it, third time. So the body is cleansed of all of these harms which are coming to a person. So we're sleeping at night three times. Yeah, in the morning one time. Then after every Fajr namaz, we are encouraged to read it one time. Then in some hadith comes in the morning and evening three times. So after Fajr three times, after Maghrib, we read it three times. Takfika min kulli shay, it will save you from every kind of harm which comes to a person. When Nabi Ali is on the Jummah, after the Jummah Salah, after our Sunnah, seven times we read it. Seven times, a person who reads it seven times, he'll be protected till the following Jummah from all kinds of harm. Subhanallah. So we should try to read it on the day on Jummah also. Whenever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was sick, there was some sickness, he would read it three times also and blow on his body. So even at the time of sickness, we are encouraged to read it. So just to show how much of emphasis and importance Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave to this amal of these three. So simple, it's not like the asking to memorize Surah Kaf or Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi or something like that. Everyone knows Qul Huwallahu Ahad, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq and Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas. And that's the beauty of our deen. The simplest things, the most amount of effect is found in them. Allah give us, it's just for us to practice upon them. So Allah give myself and all of us tawfiq, inshallah. We try to read these three surahs, particular regarding them, and we should practice upon them. And then the third point I would like to mention is, Hazrat mentioned a whole bayan in the month of Ramadan, in the beginning, about the rights of the Quran Sharif. Inshallah, there is also Hazrat Kitab on the rights of the Quran Sharif. We should read it. Very beautiful, mashallah. All the different rights. Iman in the Quran. We believe in the Quran Sharif. And then we love the Quran Sharif. And then we have respect for the Quran Sharif. And each one Hazrat mentioned in detail. Then to start learning the Quran Sharif, we don't know Tajweed, we must try to learn the Tajweed, try to better ourselves, connect ourselves with the Quran Sharif. And then so we learn the Quran, and then if we can, we can teach the Quran Sharif to somebody. The best person is he who learns the Quran and teaches it. So we try to teach the Quran Sharif. Then we have to practice upon the Quran Sharif ourselves, bring the teachings of the Quran into our life. And then tilawat of Quran Sharif. Daily we should take out some time to make tilawat of Quran Sharif, which I will just mention now, inshallah. And then tabligh al-Quran, to convey the message of the Quran to you, Muslims, non-Muslims, try to bring them also onto the Quran Sharif. So regarding tilawat of Quran, after the month of Ramadan, Allah gave us tawfiq. There was one buzruk one day, so he was in India, in one village. He used to go the whole month and spend there like in the tikaf or whatever. And every night he used to have dawud by different people's house. So the last night on Eid night, he had dawud by one person's house and he left. And he went back to his place. He used to come once a year to that village. There was no time of cell phones. So now when he left that place, there was a stack of money in that room. The money was missing. So the people went inside, they're looking for the money, they can't find the money, and they're parishan, and they said the only person who was in this room was that buzruk, and the money is gone, so who took the money? But anyhow, now they couldn't contact him, they had to wait for 1 year. And the following year, it was such that the dawat was by their house first day, the first night of Ramadan. So when they came there before, after Maghrib, whatever they were eating. So they're giving him all heavy stares, they're looking at him in a very funny way. So he said, what are you looking at me like? I stole your money or something. They said, yeah, you did steal our money. What do you mean you stole our money? He said, last day you came to our house and the money is gone and you were the only person who went in that room. He said, me? I never steal your people's money. But he said, I remember that money. I remember it now. He said, the window was open when I went in the room and the money was there. I saw it and it was flying around. So I said, hey, the money will get lost. So what I did, I gathered it together and then I said, hey, now let me put it in some place where you people will find it easily. So I said the Quran Sharif was there, so I put it in the Quran. I said, tomorrow morning when you open the Quran, then you'll find that money there. He said, from last Ramadan till this Ramadan, you haven't read the Quran. If you open your Quran, you would have found it there. And I said, this is just a story, but it's a lesson for us that it mustn't be now the Quran Sharif after Ramadan is packed away, and we'll see the Quran Sharif next Ramadan. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Every day of our life, we need to take our time and read the Quran Sharif. This has a great, great effect on a person. If Nabi alayhi salam was commanded, Utlu ma uhi, O Nabi alayhi salam, make tilawat. So every one of us, the rust of our heart on the effects around of the environment is affecting us. Make tilawat of Quran Sharif every day. Our buzurgs encourage us, non-hafiz, the hafiz should be three paras a day. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, their normal habit was one manzil a day. And they would make one khatam of Quran Sharif every week. And for the khair hafiz, they say one para a day. There was one person in Sanga, nan sengay ferle mo tongat mo na injas ke tarad grandfather rahmatullah ali very pious person so mashallah he had a very good tertib of reading one para every day he used to read so now take example tomorrow is the first so the first he'll read the first para second he'll read the second para so he knows the Islamic date if there's 29 days in that month then the last day of the month he'll read two paras or not on the first he'll read amma was easy he'll read amma and alif lam so in that way every day he'll read one para of Quran he'll make one khatam every month in the Islamic month and he knows exactly 16th the para I read today is the 16th, the Islamic date he knows. And what he used to do is, like example, every namaz he'll read quarter para. So Fajr time he'll come a bit early to the masjid, he'll read a few pages, quarter para. Sometimes before namaz, after namaz. Zuhar time another quarter, Asr time another quarter, Maghrib time another quarter. If perchance one namaz he couldn't manage, then Isha time he'll finish the whatever quarter. So his one para for the day is done. It wasn't extra, much extra time, you don't need to set for half an hour one time. It's 5 minutes every time. But in that way, your connection, وَرَزُقْنَا تِلَاوَتَهُ أَنَا اللَّيْلُ وَأَنَا النَّهَارُ وَاللَّهِ give us tawfiq and ability of making tilawat of Quran day and night. So you're making amal on this dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah, tilawat of Quran Sharif. And as I mentioned earlier also, tadabbur al-Quran, to ponder over the meaning of the Quran Sharif. And this we should ask the ulama-i kiram, if they're having verse of Quran, or even ourselves, we open a reliable translation of the Quran. And just one, two verses, we ponder over it and think about it. And how can it come into our lives? Akhirat, Jannah, Jahannam. The more a person ponders, inshallah, the iman is built in a person. And a person gets closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala grant myself and all of us tawfiq. So just very basically we mentioned this three points. One was the hurmat and musahara. The masala regarding family members, we should be very particular about that. Especially the day of Eid. Now everyone is meeting, greeting, shaking hands, hugging, etc. There should be barriers. Our deen has got barriers. And this is for our protection. Every command of Allah ta'ala is not a restriction and difficulty. It's for our protection. Protection of our izzat and our honor and our safety. And then we spoke about the virtues of these different surahs. Surah Fatiha, Ayatul Kursi, and the three quls. And we even mentioned the other virtue. Surah Fatiha, Ayatul Kursi, and Shahid Allah, and la ilaha illallah, and then Qul Allahumma Malik al-Mulki tu'til mulka. The whole thing is trying to read it after every Faraj Namaz, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq. And then the importance of tilawat of Quran Sharif. Allah grant myself and all of us tawfiq and ability that whatever we learned, inshallah, now, the rest of the year we continue practicing upon them. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.